Two players from Newfoundland and Labrador are at the Team Canada selection camp in Red Deer, but, as with the rest of the team, are in quarantine at the moment after two of their teammates tested positive for COVID-19. We heard yesterday from Alex Newhook of St. John's, and today we're going to check in with Dawson Mercer of Bay Roberts, who are both there. Mercer played a part-time role with last year's gold medal team. Newhook, however, was a late cut, and Dawson Mercer was then drafted by the New Jersey Devils just this summer. Here he's speaking with VOCM's Brian Medore.
Well, first off, I can't help but ask you about last year's tournament and that big comeback in the gold medal game. Every time I see it on TSN being replayed, I have to watch it at least the third period. What goes through your mind right now, and do you reflect on that amazing victory?
Oh, for sure. I think it was the highlight of my hockey career so far there, that and the NHL draft, and it was an unbelievable feeling winning the gold medal and the comeback. I think, you can't really ask for anything more than, to be standing on the blue line, singing O Canada and getting the gold medal around your neck. And like you said, every time I watch it or I see it, it brings like the shivers and goosebumps back to you. You just, all that excitement, all those hockey videos that you watch of the past of teams winning. And I think being part of that group was something really special. And I can't wait to, hopefully everything goes smooth here and have that opportunity again Christmas time coming soon.
And you mentioned the draft. Let's just go back to the draft picked by New Jersey. What's the level of contact, say, between the draft and now? Is there regular contact between you and the organization? Or?
Yeah, they always want to keep in contact, obviously, with the circumstances this year. Like a lot of them, they can't really come travel and watch you play in person. A lot of it is just done through online, and you're not physically with them, so it's all type of different. They're all staff members that are contacting you, the player development, the media, nutritionists, whatever they can help, they give you the option to try the with their provided people there. And it's always there as an option. So they keep in touch every once in a while just to make sure everything's going good. And right now I've been, we have all the Hockey Canada staff here to help us. So I think it's, great resources to have within New Jersey and Hockey Canada right now during these circumstances.
Take me through the training camp now. You did participate in some of the scrimmages, red-white scrimmages. We saw the highlights on sports channels in the morning after the scrimmage. Just take me through those now. What was your participation there?
Yeah, I thought I had a good two games there in the practice times before. I think being a returner, I want to bring leadership within this group. I think there's a lot of talented, and it's a special group to be within. And the camp was going good. We played two games, everything, and then we kind of got shut down pretty quick once, some players had the cases within the group. And right now, we've been really putting the focus on preparing over these next 2 weeks to get back at it. Right when we, hit the ice again, we'll be 100% with the workouts and the Zoom meetings. And basically, but before, like you're saying, and I was saying there, camp has been going good. I enjoyed it. All these events with Hockey Canada, it's a pretty special time, so I enjoy it to the fullest.
Were you paired with anyone in particular on any regular basis, or is it just as experimental as you could imagine it to be in scrimmages?
Yeah, I think kind of experimental there within the two games. I played with two different lines on it, and I think a lot of it is some guys have, like us, we're fortunate to be playing in the Quebec League, the last couple months, and guys haven't been playing out west and in Ontario, so I think it's just trying to get them back normal and basically, get everyone comfortable with each other. And, so when that time comes, we're ready to go for the tournament puck drop. And I think a lot of it is experimental right now during these times.
Now, last year in the tournament, you were in the depth chart, let's say the fourth line for the most part. What's your expectations this year, or do you even go to that level, to that thought process?
Yeah, I want to bring whatever I can to this team. Same as last year, I'm coming here to do whatever job I'm assigned, and I want to be that complete 200 of a player. But for sure, I think I can move up the lineup within this group this year and have a more bigger impact out there on the ice and off the ice. And that's my goal. Is I want to win another championship, and I'm going to do whatever is asked of me to make that happen. So right now I'm taking it day by day to, you know, make sure everything goes smooth and be prepared whenever my name is called upon.
That was Dawson Mercer of Bay Roberts speaking with VOCM's Brian Medores. Of course, Dawson Mercer and Alex Newhook, both at Team Canada Selection Camp in Red Deer, but as with the rest of the team, they are in quarantine at the moment after two of their teammates tested positive